listen while you list. VMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where all the data is structured. Now, straight from the eBay catalog, here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Indicia, helping you love the way you ship. Tell us how your new year is going at 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that toll-free number. Get it ready, 888-723-4630.
And we were going to talk a little bit more about how e-commerce will evolve in 2018 from that article that was at ebayinc.com. But first, we've got phone calls, Griffin. I think we should go to those first.
Yes, please.
Okay. Patty, Miami, Florida, the shopping mom, too. Hey, Patty, what's your question or comment?
Hi, Lee. Hi, Griff.
Hi.
How you doing?
How are you guys doing?
Good.
Well, not that great. I was washing dishes last night, and I cut myself, and I ended up in the emergency room.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, with 4 stitches on my pinky finger.
Oh, my. What are you going to do now when you go to tea with the women, you know?
There you go. I mean, I don't know, this big, huge band-aid. Anyway, no, I was calling because, you know, we're having a get-together or a little event on Saturday, and we're having some eBay reps coming down to visit us. So we have Andy Lisk, which is the Director of Global Selling and Customer Experience. He'll be there. And then Laura Chamber will be there, which she is the Vice President in Consumer Selling. And Brian Brooks, Community Director. So we're really looking forward to that. We're going to be talking about, you know, what to expect in 2018. And we're going to be giving assistance, anything eBay related, from shipping, shopping, and selling.
So please know that the reason that she's on talking about this, this is not just a seller meetup. This is a meetup seminar that's going on the entire day from 11 a.m. To 5 p.m. And it's at the Broward County Library, 6th floor in Fort Lauderdale. And you're also going to have Will Seipel, right?
Yes, we will have Will, and we will have Dana there.
Dana Crawford, who's CEO Power Selling Mom, Inc.,
mm-hmm,
and she's going to talk about the fast track to listing.
Fast track.
And then Will is going to talk about how to value vintage collectibles, antiques, and art. I will talk, of course, about community. I will go ahead and mention the radio show because you guys are an asset and invaluable in helping people out.
Thank you.
So I will be making a lot of comments about that. I'm very big into community. You know, I believe in the power of the community and how people from eBay and sellers on eBay help other sellers and buyers, you know, to have the best experience possible. So, and then Brian Burke is going to be talking about eBay 2018. So we'll see what he brings to the table. Andy and Brian will go ahead and do a presentation together.
Oh, great.
So please give us a call after that. So that's going to happen this Saturday, the 20th of January, 11 to 5, Broward County Library, 6th floor in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and it's going to be an entire day of networking and learning and inspiration. So call us the following week and let us know how it went, would you, Patty?
Okay. Yes, I will.
Thank you.
I'll take lots of pictures, too.
And good luck with this. It sounds very exciting.
Thank you.
And don't cut your fingers.
Bye, guys.
Yeah, don't cut your finger.
Right?
Yeah.
No cutting of fingers.
No, we will not have it. Patty, thank you.
No. Okay, bye-bye, guys.
Bye-bye. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Andy from Mooresville, North Carolina, known as Tookie Ryan on eBay. Hey, Andy, what's your question or comment?
Hey, Griffin Lee. I've been having kind of a weird couple of weeks, and I was wondering if Griff knew maybe if there was a glitch going on. With 3 different purchases, after the sale is made, customer, checks out. They are getting an automated message from me, apparently, saying that, thank you for your purchase. Your order won't ship until August 21st. And I'm not on vacation. I've called customer service 3 times.
You're not dead.
They're not aware.
We can vouch for the fact that you're alive.
Really? And I wish I was going to be on vacation until August 21st, but that's not happening.
Jeez,
so
that's a long time.
I don't know why they're getting... Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and,
weird.
And it actually, the message they're receiving is something that I have sent in the past. So it came from me at one point.
Okay.
But I don't know. Is this something you've heard of happening with anybody else?
Not that I've heard, but I have a question. So were you on vacation at one point and you had that message? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, I did at one point have that message. I also had a similar message in December when the store was on vacation, but the store's not on vacation now. There's no out-of-email response set up.
So let me ask you a question. When you did it yourself, did you have those dates in it, like August 21st?
I don't remember August 21st. I really don't remember. I may have, but I just don't understand why they're receiving it now.
So do me a favor, and we'll do some deeper research off the air. Send me an email with the outline of the issue, your user ID, to griff@ebay.com, and let me I want to look deeper into this. I think I might know, but I got to find first where this
All right. Will you need the specific item numbers or any screenshots for messages or anything?
Not necessarily. In the meantime, I want you to do something. So I want you to go to my eBay. If you've already done this, tell me and I'll shut up. My eBay, my account, you go to the account tab and then look for the link on the left-hand side that says manage communication with buyers.
I did look at that. I did.
And when it says buyer checks out, there is a, if you select when this happens, it says buyer checks out, then there's a link that says add a message on the right hand window at the bottom. And if you click that, it says message from seller. Tell me what it says there, if it says anything.
All right. Unfortunately, I'm out of the office right now, but I'll do it as soon as I get back.
Yeah.
I'm at the post office. I just dropped off a bunch of packages.
Well, fantastic. Sales.
But I'll do that.
Yeah.
I did check the managed communications, but not that specific thing.
Yeah. So. It may be in
and
there,
only,
but.
It's only certain sales, too. It's
that you know of, because some buyers may not be telling you they're getting this message.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
So send me your email, and I'll look at it, and I'll have some people who have access to accounts look at it as well. I don't have access to accounts, but there's people here who do.
I'll do that.
And we'll get to the bottom of this if it
So how's the weather in Mooresville, North Carolina today?
Yeah, what's going on there?
It's horrible. I think I have frostbite on my thing. I work in my basement with no heat, and I think I have frostbite.
wait, you have no heat?
Well, I work in the basement and it's not heated.
Oh,
so
dear.
Talk about winning the Entrepreneur of the Year award. This woman should.
I think I'll try.
Well, we need to start a GoFundMe account to buy her a gas heater or something.
Really? Yeah. Give me a little space heater.
If you've got a space heater and you're listening, let us know and we'll get her address and you can mail it to her. And it has to be safe. It can't be something dangerous.
Right.
Not an open pit fire.
No. Although on days that would be fine too.
Wouldn't it be nice with a little glass of wine, sit there with your feet up, getting warm by the fire?
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah, but it's bothering me that you're getting frostbite while selling items on eBay. This is not good.
No, never heard that before either.
You could buy
her
some gloves. And I'm
in North Carolina.
Yeah, there you go. Not, it's not supposed to get that cold there.
Where's Mooresville? Right. I'm from North Carolina, but I don't know where Mooresville is.
I know. We're about 30 minutes north of Charlotte.
Oh, okay.
Lake Norman?
Yeah. My family's from the Wilmington area and inland, you know, like New Bern and places like that. Turkey and tobacco country.
Our son did a semester in Wilmington at the college.
Well, it's a whole old home week here on eBay.
Yeah. Goodbye, Griff. We don't need you.
I guess not. All right. Andy. Well, you two have a nice time talking. I'm going to go out. And
okay. Bye, Griff.
See ya.
So, Andy, so you're from Mooresville originally?
Well, I'm from New Jersey.
Okay.
We moved away to get away from the cold.
What happened?
That's not working.
No, really.
Yeah, it followed us.
Wait, apparently.
Here he comes back again. Okay,
come
so don't tell him what I
show.
Said. Do not tell him what I said, Andy.
Yeah, don't tell me.
Have yourself a wonderful day and send that stuff to Griff so he can help you out, okay?
I will. Thanks for your help.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
I can't believe anyone listens to this show.
Our number is, I know, and there's so many. It gets me to 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, CB in Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, CB.
Hey, CB, how you doing? What's your question or comment?
Okay, well, I messed up, and a fellow messed up, and I'm curious to know what how you guys perceive what happened. In Pokemon cards, there are first edition cards. There's this little first edition symbol on the card, and you don't always notice it if you're not looking carefully, and I was more carefully looking at the backside. The seller had said in their title, first edition, that it was a first edition card.
Right.
So I'm on my phone, and I didn't look real carefully at the image, and I clicked that I bid, so I put on a bid. And when I went to my desktop just a few minutes later and brought everything up, I'm like, oh, my God, it's not a first edition. Oh. So I immediately contacted the seller and said, this is not a first edition. Can you please cancel my bid? Not a word. It's only $4, so it's not like I'm going to be broke or anything. But I'm just curious, what is your...
So did it say first edition in the title?
In the title.
But it's not a first edition.
But it's not a first edition.
So did you try retracting the bid?
Okay, that's the other part of my question. Then I get a retraction, and that shows up when I go to bid on other things.
No, 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 no. You can you can cancel a bid. So, yeah, it's not going to impact you.
Oh, okay.
Hold on, CB. Hold on.
So you can cancel a bid, and when we get back, I'll show you how to do it. And there's no impact on you. We'll be back with more of eBay Radio right after this break. Don't go away.
What's wrong, Connie?
My eBay sales are way up, but I'm so busy listing and shipping, I can't keep up with my messages. I'm afraid I'm letting my customers down, and somebody's got to take Kyle to soccer.
You need Reply Manager.
What's Reply Manager?
It pulls emails from my messages and the Resolution Center, sorts them into folders, assigns category tags, and keeps track of conversation threads. I can even set up standard replies and auto responses.
Cool. Tell me more.
You don't need employees to use Reply Manager, but since I have some, I customize their access without giving them my eBay password.
I'm not sure I have time to learn my way around a new tool.
Reply Manager's easy. They'll help you set up your account one-on-one, and you can try it free for 15 days with no credit card. Tell you what, I'll take Kyle to soccer for you so you can get started at ReplyManager.com.
ReplyManager.com. Thanks.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's ENDICIA.com/eBay Radio.
Welcome back to eBay Radio. Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, the show whose item specifics are always filled in. Now, we're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment's brought to you by Bubble Fast, a family-owned business providing quality shipping supplies to the online community since 1999. As always, we want to hear from you at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. Just like CB, who called in and, oops, she wants to retract a bid. And she wants to retract a bid because the item isn't what she thought it was.
Hi, CB.
Hi. I don't want to retract a bid. In fact, that's the problem. I am inherently against retracting bids anyway.
Even when somebody put the wrong thing in their title?
Well, that's the problem, yes.
Yeah.
So what's the solution you're looking for? What's the outcome you want?
Well, I guess I would retract as long as it is not going to impact.
It's not going to impact
another
you.
Seller looking at my history.
No, and it's not going to impact
that
you.
I retracted a bit.
Okay. No, you shouldn't worry about stuff like this. No.
Yeah, because it was wrong in the title. So right. Therefore, yeah.
How many do you have the listing up in front of you now?
I do. And
how many hours are left?
3 days.
Oh, then you have time. So I want you to do this. You go to the help and contact link at the top of any eBay page.
Okay, let me go through it. Help and contact. Yeah. Help and contact.
Right.
Way up at the top.
It says
to the right of your
daily
name.
Deals, gift cards, help and contact.
And I'm there and I see all the different items.
Wait, no, hold on. So I want you to do the next thing. I don't want you to look at that. I want you to go to browse by topic and it says bidding and buying.
Browse.
Down at the bottom on the right.
Buying. I've got it.
And then when you click on that, scroll down and click on canceling a bid or purchase and then retract a bid.
Yeah, that's easy enough.
It is.
And when you're on the retract a bid page, you're going to, it says, here are the things you can. And you made a mistake or the item is not a significant, you're unable to contact the seller. You're okay. Don't worry about the reason. I don't want you to purchase this thing under the circumstances if you don't want to buy it. So then click the retract a bid button and follow the steps from there. So find the item in the list and then you'll be able to retract that bid.
Okay. And
what should be done about the person who put it in their bid wrong?
Nothing. You can just leave, I don't remember if there's a message area where you can message the seller. Just say, it's not a first edition card and move on.
Yeah, you can message the seller.
No, so just say, it's not a first edition card.
Yeah, seller did not reply, and hopefully all the sellers listening to the radio program understand that communication is key here.
Boy. Right. And you're not at fault, and you shouldn't be operating from a position of believing you're at fault or this is going to impact you somehow. That would be a form of intimidation, which is just not – we just don't want you to do that. That's not right.
Okay.
So you retract this bid because the bid was made for something that was not what you thought it was, and that is perfectly okay. The interesting thing about retracting a bid, we say a bid is a binding contract. It's binding in a sense that if you let the listing close, technically, you're on the hook for that. But we can't turn you upside down and shake the money out of you. It's not possible. And you can always, in any auction format, including eBay's, we allow it up to 12 hours before the listing ends. You can retract a bid and we'll retract all your bids. If the listing ends less than 12 hours from now, and you retract the bid, it will only retract your one bid or the most recent bid if you made other bids. So some people will bid $1, then they'll bid $2, then they'll bid $3. Those first two bids wouldn't have been retracted if there was only 12 hours left. But you
that
got 3 days,
sense.
You're
that
fine. You do it now, no impact on you. If you were retracting bids willy-nilly all the time, eBay would step in and say, hey, what's going on here? But one bid retraction is not going to impact make. You're fine.
All right. Thank you.
You're
and
welcome.
Do you think I can say that the description changed significantly?
No, just say, well, no, just the seller's not responding.
and just say the description doesn't match. It's not, it's not as described. It's, you know, the title doesn't match what the photo shows.
Oh, it is, the seller definitely is not contacting me.
Right. So don't worry about the reason. Don't worry about it. You're not going to get in trouble, and there's not going to be a sudden seller boycott of your bids. That's not how eBay works. Sellers are too busy to go looking at every bidder and seeing, oh, is this bidder retract a bid? Oh, this bidder retract a bid. Oh, my world is going to fall apart. Oh, no, that's not how they operate.
Yeah.
Our sellers on eBay are sane, rational, business-minded people who don't operate from a position of paranoia or fear. They're very rational and business-oriented. They are.
Okay.
And if you say it enough, it'll be.
You know,
be
I
true.
Don't. I'm not going to mention.
I sell too, and sometimes I get irrational and fearful. So
I don't believe that for one second. Uh-huh. I just don't believe that ever happens.
You know, I'm looking at, and I'm not going to say whose listing it is, but I'm looking at a listing for a Pokemon card that says first edition. Okay.
Yeah.
And I'm looking down at this seller's feedback. And this seller answers people by saying things like, loser, doesn't know we can't shadow FedEx, get a new hobby.
That's a seller I would avoid at all costs.
Here's another one. Same seller. This is the same seller. Apparently, we do not understand process of unopened boxes. Come on, get a life. This is from the seller.
This is a way to not do business. This is a way of guaranteeing no one's going to buy from you.
And I don't know if this is the same one, but whatever.
If you want to be an insult comic, you should go into that field. But if you want to sell, you don't want to insult your customers.
I would
never
buy anything from this seller, ever.
And here's what we know, and CB knows this because she's a smart seller. We know that when buyers check feedback, they don't necessarily care about negatives or positive. What they want to see is how a seller responds to feedback that isn't positive. So they'll look for the neutrals or negatives, but they're looking for the seller response.
That is exactly right.
And if the seller, and we know this from buyer research. It's not a secret or a mystery. We know this to be true. And if a seller says, I'm so sorry, you didn't like the item, they discount the negative and say, hey, that sounds like a good seller. You know, sometimes people aren't happy. Sometimes mistakes are made, but it looks like this seller takes care of me. When they see a comment to a negative, no matter what the negative or neutral says, and the seller is saying things like, you're a loser, that's a guarantee that that person who's looking at the comment is never going to bid or buy from you. Who wants to shop with someone at the risk of having their day destroyed by being told you're a loser just because you're a customer? So it may feel good for some sellers to actually unload on their customers and feedback. It is the stupidest thing you can do for your business. It is a guarantee it is hurting your business. You are going to push away good buyers who want to spend money, but they're not going to spend it with you because you're an insulter. You insult your buyers. It is stupid business practices. I don't care how good it feels and how you know, I walk away feeling like, well, I feel better now. I got that off my chest. If you know what you want to do? You want to go on Facebook and debate politics. That's fun. But you don't want to, you don't want your business to take your customers to task. Your customers should be treated like royalty, even if they act like they're, you know, from something. I don't want to insult any demographic group, but if you are truly defrauded by a buyer, just cease all communications. Do yourself a favor and just cease all communications and take it internally with eBay. File a police report. But for a buyer who retracts a bid or a buyer has an issue with the item, they didn't read the description. Oh, they didn't read the manual and they put it together wrong. Well, that happens. Let it go. The minute you think you're getting some sort of source of relief by saying, I'm going to let the world know what a stupid buyer you are. Yeah, great. And you've also let the rest of the world know what kind of seller you are, the kind that buyers don't want to shop with.
So I have a feeling this is the same person. Oh, well.
Yeah,
it could be.
Not? Okay.
Not. Thankfully.
I want everyone out there to be like CB.
Because
she's a good seller.
Yes.
And a good buyer, too. Look at how concerned she is about.
I'm a seller.
Well, no, but look at how concerned you are about just the simple act of retracting a bid, which you are within your rights to do. You were concerned. This shows you're a mindful, concerned seller buyer, and that's a great thing.
I'm fairly proud of my feedback on my seller because I communicate a lot with my buyers.
So and we should be emulating you.
Well, I think that's a key because anytime I haven't thankfully had much in the way of issues, but if anytime there has been an issue, that open communication, you know, lots of times when the buyers leave feedback, they're all upset, they don't know what to do, and the first thing they do is they see the negative feedback and they go, bam. If they're already in communication with you, the first thing they're going to do is contact you because they've already been talking to you.
Exactly.
I think that's really important.
That is a very important point, yes.
And that, I've had a lot of success with that. I think it's very good. Communication. And what you said before about how you handle things. Being
exactly.
communicated to the world, too, yeah.
Doesn't it feel good as an entrepreneur to know you're doing all you can do to be honest, sincere, give a good product with dignity? CB is all of those things, I think.
Absolutely.
What, is this an Honor CB Day?
Yes, this is Honor CB. You didn't know that? Nobody told her.
I heard from you two in a long time.
Well, you don't think we're just blowing smoke, do you? We really
mean it. I don't know.
No, we really mean it, CB. We love it when you call, and we want you to be successful in it, and we want you to retract that bid.
Okay, well, I did, and I thank you very much, and I think this is great that you guys have the show because I don't sell as often as other people, and having something for they said it's open to everybody for that promotion.
Yes, sure.
And they're opening it up to people who even don't have stores, and yet their prizes and their focus is on stores.
Yeah.
So I would see, I can understand because it's probably going to be someone with a store that wins.
Yeah, it probably will be. But CB, thanks again. It's really great to hear from you. Call us in our next segment, 888-723-4630. It's Ask Griffin Lee.
You're listening to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. And be sure to tune in Tuesdays as well for eBay Radio from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Pacific Time. Only on BMRN, Voice Marketing Radio Network.
Now to list my latest haul of thrifted treasures. If only there was a way to identify them quickly and find out what they've sold for. I'm going to have to rub the tarnish off this silver urn to see the hallmark. Whoa, who are you?
I'm a genie, of course, and your wish is my command. In a word, worth point.
What?
You asked for a way to identify and value these items, right? Well, that would be worth point. They've got a whole encyclopedia of marks, autographs, patterns, and symbols, plus an ever-growing library of reference books. And WorthPoint's database of realized prices goes back 15 years. It's not just eBay sellers who swear by WorthPoint either. The IRS uses it to figure out the average homeowner's worth.
Wow.
WorthPoint is full of keyword-rich content to help you build one-of-a-kind listings with just a few clicks. It's almost like magic.
Where do I sign up?
For a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial, go to WorthPoint.com and put the magic of WorthPoint to work for you.
Here's an entrepreneurial tip to help you grow your business. Brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
In 1996, John and I both lost our radio jobs on the same day, blindsiding us financially. We sold some gold coins we owned, scraped together deposit and rent, and with shaking hands and 3 microphones, leased a tiny apartment in Burbank. We built our studio in the living room. Anxiety-driven survival. It's part of the fear of flight thing and can get an entrepreneur rolling, but it's scary at the time and not so great for your health. Successful entrepreneurs learn to consciously recognize when they need to direct their resources to their business and block out thoughts of impending doom. Practice the next time you want to throw up your hands.
This entrepreneurial tip was brought to you by Reply Manager, an inbound message management tool for eBay sellers.
At some point in every eBay seller's life, there comes a moment when you ask yourself, has my business grown enough to need a shipping solution like the big guys use? Whether you sell out of your garage or have a retail store, ShipWorks has the tools to take your business to the next level. With ShipWorks, you can automate and schedule shipping and order management tasks 24/7. You can even print packing slips and shipping labels automatically when you are not in front of your computer. Plus, Plus, ShipWorks gives you access to the lowest shipping rates from UPS, FedEx, DHL, and USPS. You can also import orders from over 100 marketplaces and shopping carts. From your garage to a retail store or even a warehouse, ShipWorks offers all of the shipping features you need for today and tomorrow. Try it for free for 30 days at ShipWorks.com. That's ShipWorks.com.
Listen while you list.